The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Erased, a DNA discovery that changed my reality. I'm your host, DJ Medikenko, and this podcast is about how DNA test results uncovered a 51-year-old secret and turned my world upside down. Join me as I share the secret, as well as explore the many outcomes of the unraveling of DNA through DNA testing, which has become a mainstream tool around the world. Welcome back. This is episode 3, A Face in the Mirror. I don't use mirrors much these days. I don't like what I see. The person staring at my face surely can't be me. I'm not sure when the change took place, when I became much older. Gone now are my salad days, a life lived so much bolder. I think back on the years gone by of standing high on mountains. Now I'm happy just to watch children play in fountains. I wonder if my trips abroad are grinding to an end, and harder days are coming now right around the bend. I feel a greater power that is slowing down my bandwidth. I will try to follow Zevin's words, enjoying every sandwich. Resistance now is futile, and I'm not sure why I bother. I know for sure, without a doubt, I look just like my father. A Face in the Mirror by Mark Scarpiello, 2021. We all age over time, whether we like it or not. And as time goes by, it's in our human nature to compare ourselves with our parents. This rings true even more if we become parents ourselves. We may tell ourselves that we want to be like them or say things like, whatever I do, I don't want to be like my dad. But how we behave is very different from our physical features. That last line in the poem stated, I look just like my father. That very line has a different meaning for every individual who has had a DNA surprise. As a child, we may have been told that we have our mother's eyes, or that we may have inherited the receding hairline from grandpa. This is called genetic mirroring. When we seek to look for traits, whether it's physical or otherwise, in ourselves or in your family, which helps you know why you look like or act like you do, and it helps to shape your sense of identity. But if you find out that your parent or parents aren't who you thought they were, you are now struggling to see where the parts of your face looking back from the mirror comes from. Each individual is thrown into a cloud of monocopsis. Monocopsis is defined as a subtle but persistent feeling of being out of place. The vivid example that is used wherever this word is defined is when an individual feels maladapted to their surroundings, like a seal on a beach. For individuals who received shocking DNA results, these feelings are more than subtle. They may feel disconnected from the families they've known. For some individuals, they may have even been rejected by their families. So they search to find comfort in people who have shared similar experiences. They seek to share stories or get advice from people who have also received shocks in their DNA test results. When I received my DNA results, I immediately reached out to the instructor that I mentioned in episode 1 who was writing her dissertation on DNA surprises. She was floored that I was able to gather and figure out my history as well and as quickly as I did to make connections to my new family. She shared several support resources with me. She directed me to a couple of Facebook groups. The group, Right to Know, was established by David Raitt, Gregory Loy, Alicia Cohen-Weiss, and Kara Rubenstein-Dyerin. They met for the first time while doing an interview for the Kiro 7 TV station titled DNA Home Test Kits Reveal Family Secrets Bring Unexpected Trauma. After the interview, they shared the belief that people with a DNA surprise and genetic identity issues need access to support and laws related to genetic information, identity, and family dynamics, need to be updated to reflect the changing technology and social dynamics of the times. It was at this very time when I increased my vocabulary regarding everything related to DNA surprises. MPE is misattributed parentage. This term has been used by professionals for decades and is inclusive of anyone with a DNA surprise who discovers their parent or parents are not genetically related to them. There are three categories, or communities, since we are talking about groups of people, of MPEs. The first is non-paternal event, or NPE. These are individuals conceived from an extramarital affair, rape, assault, or other sexual encounters that results in hidden, unclosed, or unknown paternity. So we're talking about the father here. The second community is assisted reproduction, ARs. These are individuals conceived from a gamete, which are sperm or egg providers, donor deceived, or birth via embryo donation or surrogate, gestational carrier, and raised by non-genetic parents. And third is adoption. These are individuals raised by non-genetic parent or parents, either formally or informally, from a newborn placement, orphaned, foster care, foundling, black market babies, stepchild, or hidden origins. These communities are ordered by the guesstimate of the numbers of occurrences. Under each of those communities, there are additional words associated with the situations. BCF stands for birth certificate father. BF, birth father. BRW is brother raised with, and this would be a brother you grew up with, who you discover is a half-brother. There are so many terms. As an adoptee, I familiarized myself with the following terms. LDA, late discovery adoptee. This is a person who discovers they are adopted as an adult. I was 51 when I found out. Makes me want to kick my leg out like Molly Shannon's character, Sally O'Malley from SNL. I'm 50! Coming out of the fog. Fog standing for fear, obligation, and guilt. Adoptees and all MPEs and genetic and raising parents coming to terms with feelings and realizations in regards to their adoption, conception, connection to a child, and deciding to seek out genetic family. In addition, some other acronyms, NDB or NDS, newly discovered brother or newly discovered sister. This is for a genetically related sibling you discover later in life. I found my NDS in my 23andMe family tree. For more information on other words and resources associated with DNA surprises, please go to righttoknow.us. That's righttoknow.us. Now moving on, let's talk about situations. For example, let's say that you're one of seven people who decide to take a short sightseeing boat tour. All of a sudden, a massive storm hits. You are now all stranded on a tropical island. It's a bad situation, the same situation that each of you went through. Let's say that 15 years go by. You have all survived and are rescued. After the rescue, each survivor is interviewed about what happened. And each story, because of who they are and what their experiences have been, may be similar but different. This scenario sounds a bit familiar. Yeah, I just described the storyline from an old popular TV show, Gilligan's Island. As with all things, every person handles situations differently. Some get angry, some may stay calmer. Some like to talk things out, others may keep the problem to themselves. Some prefer to stay anonymous, and others throw themselves out there because maybe they like attention or it's their job. Celebrities whose occupational hazard is being recognized in public have not been spared from DNA surprises. Allow me to share a few people you may know who have had some shocks. On PBS, the public broadcasting service, there is a show hosted by Dr. Henry Louis Gates, Jr., called Finding Your Roots. The show has approximately 15 professional genealogists on staff to sift through census data, birth and death certificates, marriage records, military records, and more. Finding Your Roots focuses on revealing family history surprises. January 11th, 2023. Julia Roberts, the Oscar award-winning actress of hit movies like Pretty Woman, Erin Brockovich, Notting Hill. She's got a long list of work, and I'll lose my breath if I have to read it all. But Roberts found a little something about her family history. Thanks to an affair her paternal great-great-grandmother had with a married man after her own husband passed away. A man who lived a few miles away, an already married man with six children in his household, by the name of Henry McDonald Mitchell Jr. The secret is that Julia Roberts is actually not a Roberts, but a Mitchell. Nobody knew. Roberts assumed of the people who lived in the same town as her paternal great-great-grandmother. Dr. Gates noted, well, everyone near that farm knew because her husband wasn't there and she was still having babies. Hey, maybe there are times when a DNA test isn't necessary. On October 4th, 2017, Larry David, the actor, comedian, and creator of the HBO hit show Curb Your Enthusiasm and also the creator of Seinfeld, was the guest on Finding Your Roots. During the episode, in addition to Larry David, there was also another special guest, a distant cousin that Larry did not know of. Larry was handed a photo album and was told that the book contained photos of the cousin. The cousin, who is also well known, was given a photo album containing Larry's photos. Larry jokingly said that he had hoped it was of a good athlete. Larry then proceeded to open the album and shouted, "What the hell?" Who was the cousin? Bernie Sanders. The show then cut over to Bernie's reaction. He had gone into a burst of laughter. And once he settled down, he said, "You're kidding. Oh my God, that is unbelievable. Is it true?" The funny thing is that in the year before this was revealed, Larry Sanders was in multiple episodes of Saturday Night Live throughout the 2016 election cycle. Who was he playing? He was playing none other than Bernie Sanders. Who knew? Andy Samberg is the well-known comedian, actor, musician from Saturday Night Live, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and the trio Lonely Island. Andy's mother, Margie Samberg, knew that she was adopted from the time she was 7 years old. She found out when she had a conversation with her school friends and they were discussing whether any of them were adopted. Margie went home and asked her parents, as a precocious seven-year-old would. And surprisingly, they told her that she and her brother were not their biological children and that Margie's parents were California lawyers who died in a car accident. As Margie got older, she wanted to find information about her biological parents. She went as far as to find out that her adoptive parents had adopted her when she was 3 months old from Louise Wise Services in New York, an agency that placed Jewish infants with Jewish families. But unfortunately, due to the state of New York's closed adoption laws, the agency could not release the names of her biological parents. Finding Your Roots reached out to Andy to see if he would be interested in being on their show. Andy, though a celebrity, has always been a very private person. He has protected his wife and children by avoiding posting any pictures online. But in this case, Andy agreed to be on the show to seek help to find the identity of his mother's birth parents. The crew of Finding Your Roots took about 6 months to locate Andy's maternal birth grandparents. Ellen Philipsborn came from a German Jewish family during World War II. And Salvatore Maida, who had been born in Sicily, had come to the U.S. as an infant and had grown up in Philadelphia and was in the U.S. Navy. "I am overwhelmed with happiness for my mom," Andy said on Finding Roots. "This is a great day for our family." After nearly 60 years, Andy's mother had finally found out information about her biological parents. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for episode 4, which I've cleverly titled A Face in the Mirror, Part 2. That was an afterthought, but I realized there's a lot more stories out there. See you then.